Also with us, UCLA Professor of Economics, Till Von Wachter. Professor, thank you for being with us. What do you see happening locally when it comes to employment? Where are people going?
It's a great pleasure to be here. So what we have done, we have a cooperation with the Employment Development Department and access to unusual data that allowed us to follow transitions of workers, and hence we could study which workers were most affected by the pandemic and what did they do as they were transitioning jobs. And that's something that's not possible with the national data that's typically quoted on this subject. And so, you know, going back to this question of reshuffling, it's interesting what you see in California. The takeaway is that less educated workers are lagging behind in the recovery. That's not surprising. They were affected most by the pandemic, and the sectors they work in are slower to recover, right? Those sectors have been recovering, but they still are looking for better jobs in those sectors. And what we actually saw, they have a harder time doing that. So they're less likely to return to their previous employers. They're less likely to switch industry, right? And they're actually more likely to return to the same industry that they used to. But of course, those are the industries that have been slow to recover.
And for those, though, that have been able, those businesses that have been able to continue operating, haven't those entry-level jobs, hasn't the hourly rate for those increased in response to the shortage of workers?
So that's a very good point. As a result of the difficulties in finding jobs, wages have started to increase. Just pointing out that this process that we're seeing at the national level, it's just typically more difficult for less educated and more disadvantaged workers. So we want to be careful in saying that, oh, there's a free-for-all, many jobs available, workers are becoming more choosy, right? We are still seeing sort of the tail end of that difficult recovery now.
But just to clarify, I mean, we see the help wanted ads for entry-level positions all over the place. So those jobs are available, aren't they?
They are. Now, just to say that, we're talking often about, you know, workers that have been in the labor market for some time. So entry-level positions are jobs oriented, and the pay is oriented towards younger workers. So, you know, it's hard to ask somebody who is in their 30s and 40s with many years of job experience to take entry-level positions. Now, it's an important sign, you're absolutely right, of the state of the labor market to look at what's happening for entry-level workers, because those are the ones typically are more flexible. And if we see wages increasing for those, that's a sign that employers are responding, right? And it's easier to respond for those entry-level workers because their wages are lower. But what we really want to see and what we should be seeing is higher wages for those older workers because their jobs have become less pleasant overall after the pandemic, right? So in many of the services jobs, it's been quite a tough going, right? We've had risk of infections, we have mask mandate, less pleasant customer interactions. And so when workers are working or keep working in less pleasant work environments, we usually expect to see an increase in wages. And the increase in wages among entry-level positions, which is, you know, quite impressive, right, hopefully will also translate an increase in wages among more mature workers.
We're talking with UCLA professor and economist Till Von Wachter about what we're seeing in changes in employment here in California and whether we're seeing more of a shuffling between jobs or people staying out of the labor force, whether people are retiring early, just, you know, what's going on with different sectors of the workforce. Professor, I also wonder about entrepreneurialism, because one of the things we hear about, and these are perhaps for people who work in so-called knowledge-based industries, but that many of them have left to go on their own, you know, start their own businesses, to, you know, become consultants or, you know, other things to give them more flexibility and more control over their work life. Do we know how prevalent that's been?
You know, you raise an important point. I just want to point out that this is a very common pattern after a large recession, that workers become more self-employed or take non-standard job arrangements, maybe gig employment or transitory jobs, partly to make ends meet or to try out something new. And at least in the past, these transitions have been temporary, meaning in 2 or 3 years, we're likely to see many of those workers return to regular employment, right? How prevalent this is, especially say by occupation, it's actually quite hard to measure given the data we have, but we have seen an increase in self-employment, that's for sure, right? But, you know, to take a step back, it's very common after a big recession to see a prolonged period of reshuffling, because you have to understand that many of the jobs created during the recession are actually not that good. And during the recovery, the jobs that are created become substantially better. And so workers take the first job available when they're unemployed, right, or may have not looked for new jobs when they were employed. And now as the recovery improves, a large number of workers wants to upgrade. And that leads to reshuffling, and it also leads to, you know, an ongoing pattern of churn in the labor market as some workers lose their job again. And this is a typical pattern after recession, and now we see it just much more compressed. We had a very deep hole and a very steep recovery, and so suddenly we have a very large number of workers, you know, reshuffling at the same time. And one phenomenon of that is to also seeing a group of workers trying out, you know, being self-employed or maybe taking gig employment.
All right. Well, it sounds like from what you're saying, we're going to be looking at this kind of state of flux in the workforce for many years to come. Thank you so much for sharing with us sort of moment in time where we're at right now with the workforce. That's UCLA Professor of Economics Till Von Wachter, and also with us from the job listing and employment website Indeed, economist Ann Elizabeth Conkle, where she studies the U.S. labor market. Thank you both so much.